A little boy is carefully holding a tool that is bigger than his hand. Innocent Chuanca brings down the hammer as he smashes stones in the quarry. He works in the scorching sun for 12 long hours. The payment for his labor, 500 shillings, less than a dollar, enough to buy him a cob of maize and a glass of juice. The stone quarry is the setting of Michael Awoye's film, which centers on a rural father, his three children, and a rich investor who wants 9 large truckloads of stones from the quarry to construct a huge factory in the area. Writer Michael Awoye explains how the stone quarry inspired his film.
It is based on a family of a man who lives off breaking stones and selling aggregate stones. And this is a man who was given some big deposit to go and to prepare stones, about 9 tippers of stones, for one rich man. He kind of misused that money, and as a result, he had to find some form of cheap labor which could help him to do the job. And so the cheap labor he decided on was his own children.
One of the most daunting problems facing the children engaged in child labor is the parents' failure to monitor what they do. Wawiya's documentary shows the danger involved. He uses a story based on a real incident to raise awareness about parental responsibility and child exploitation.
While they were working at the quarry, he had left them unattended to, unguided. The quarry collapsed, and those two children died. He had lost children as a result of leaving them unattended and giving them jobs that are meant for adults.
James Lambert is a consultant with the International Program on the Elimination of Child Labor, IPEC. He says almost 3 million children in Uganda are laborers. Lambert says over 34% of all children in Uganda between ages of 5 and 17 years are working. Over half of those between 10 and 14 years of age work. In the streets of Kampala, the sight of children as young as 2 years is common. Some are begging money, others are helping take merchandise out of the carts. Girls often sell cooked food and sweets. Wawiya describes the scene he has witnessed himself.
I found some children at night. They were selling maize. It's about midnight. And these children here, they're all sleeping besides their saucepan of maize. And they're saying, we're trying to sell this maize. Why can't you go back home? It's like nobody's buying. They said, no, we can't go back because our mother will kill us if we go back home without money from the maize. I decided to buy all that maize. Actually, the maize was really bad. But those kids went back home. And I realized the level of abuse of children in the form of labor.
The International Labor Organization and the International Program of the Elimination of Child Labor are currently supporting the government of Uganda in finalizing the National Child Labor Policy. It would encourage children to stay in school and help stop the coercion of children into the labor market. The title of the film, Stone Cold, was taken from the name of the stone quarry in the film. It is also the author's description of the hearts of parents who allow their children to be abused. This is Michael Wawiya's first film as a scriptwriter and producer. It's being financed in part by the International Labor Organization, UNICEF, and the British non-government organization, Action Aid. Wawiya says he is optimistic the film will help raise public consciousness regarding the treatment of children. For VOA Africa, this is Macrine Birunge reporting from Kampala, Uganda.